When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Dave Stone, former co-host of the Boogie Monster podcast. From 2016 to 2023, myself and my good buddy Kyle Kinane, we'd get together each week, ramble on about ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, other mysteries of the universe. At least that was our initial intentions. But if you've listened before, you know that it usually devolved into disjointed rants about vans and fried chicken. During that time, we also had a Patreon page. We would offer up exclusive bonus episodes to our patrons, usually in the form of Q&A sessions. And even though the Boogie Monster is currently on an indefinite hiatus, we're offering up those old bonus episodes to the general population so that everyone can enjoy our old nonsense. Hopefully, someday soon, we'll dust off our microphones and resurrect the Boogie Monster. But until then, please enjoy this blast from the past from your old pals, Kyle and Dave. Thanks for listening.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. We can finally, once and for all, find out what happened with Judas Priest. Whether they broke up by themselves or they were pushed out by outside forces. Like the government.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, now we are.
Okay.
Hey, this is the special episode you paid for, and there's leaf blowers next door, but we don't have a chance to record at another time, so sorry about that.
Here we are.
I wonder how bad it is. I'm looking at the little green bars to see if the leaf blowers... Oh, be quiet. Let's see. Nothing. Well, all right. All right, maybe they don't hear it. Maybe I could have kept my dumb mouth shut.
Oh, well. Welcome, patrons.
Yeah, thanks for your money, you suckers.
By the way, let me mention this up top. I apologize for anybody that felt shorted or what have you, by us airing old bonus episodes on Tuesdays while we were gone. Got a couple people like, dude, what the fuck are we paying for? I'm like, well, it was a year ago. We're releasing really old ones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but hey, you know, maybe I thought better than nothing at all. Let's dig into the vault and air the old bonus episodes. Yeah. I get it if, like, you're paying for it and you hear it on Monday, and then we air the same damn thing for free on Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking 6, 8, 12 months old. You know, who's – well, all right.
Well, also, or nobody gets nothing.
Yeah.
Schedules don't work out. We're both traveling salesmen with this shit, and it was the holidays.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's yell more at people who give us their money. Let's be true pricks.
Did you, by the way, we'll conduct business on the air. Did you check?
Business.
Did you check our route? What time we need to be on the road?
I'm checking. I'm looking it up now.
Very busy this week with important showbiz stuff.
We're showbiz this week.
Oh, man.
We're just a couple of showbiz bitches.
Just bopping around town like a couple of starlets.
Ooh, couple of real Hollywood Susies.
All right. While you're looking that up, I'll get into it.
Talk to them. This is a Q&A.
Colleen Thompson, would you guys consider patron hangouts / meet and greets on live shows? Maybe hit up some spooky locations. Well, yeah.
I would never do a paid meet and greet. I always thought those were the shittiest things when comedians pay extra money to touch my hand.
No, I guess she means like if you're a patron, you know, patrons only. If you show up to the show and you're a patron, get to, I don't know, VIP, hang out backstage or whatever. But, I mean, we hang out regardless, you know, most of the time.
Yeah, you can hang out backstage. I won't be there, but come on back.
We hang out after the show at the bar most of the time.
So. Yeah, usually if we're in the mood to kick it, we just kick it.
Yeah, maybe some spooky location. Now you're talking a field trip, Colleen. So, although that wouldn't be bad.
But,
you know, just load up the van with a bunch of patrons. And
you got a group of people going into a trespassing,
yeah,
they can't arrest you all.
That's
so
true.
I wouldn't mind throwing a few of these.
That's true.
These people in between between us and the cops.
But
I don't
yeah,
think about it. Where's that question coming from? Did she say?
That's old Colleen Thompson.
What part of the world is that? Pittsburgh?
She didn't say. She did not say. Chris, boy, there's no way I'm going to pronounce his correctly. Sedlowski. He says, to expand on this question comment, if you want to do a live show in Chicago, my brother-in-law owns a funeral home on Western Avenue. I can ask to make sure he has some bodies there for authenticity.
I mean, the authenticity would be like, does it not look like a funeral home? Like,
yeah,
what's the authenticity? I know it just looks like a garage, but sometimes when a friend dies, we let people hang out. Like,
now, we believe you.
Yeah, man, that's not the problem. I wouldn't want to be disrespectful. Although I have my thoughts about what you should do when you die. I wouldn't want to disrespect someone else's. I think graveyards are an antiquated concept.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, when I die, like, cool, here's my dead flesh and bones.
Yeah.
Let's use swaths of land to house these things. Mm. That was a joke I was trying to do about, you know, like, oh, but respect for the dead. I'm like, tell me where your great-grandmother's buried. Nobody knows that.
Yeah.
So a stranger is just mowing the grass around your great-grandmother. No, eventually.
I used to do that.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
You used to mow the grass on your great-grandmother's grave?
Yeah, the land. No, not my
great-grandmother. Just hers?
No, at a
just imagine you pushing a lawnmower through an overgrown cemetery for one plot.
No, I used to be part of the grounds crew at Cherokee Memorial Park in Canton, Georgia. I used to weed it around graves like for 8 hours a day.
Now they got the impressive lawnmowers that can kind of get right up on something.
Yeah.
Not to say that, you know.
You want to be cremated?
Yeah.
I would like to.
Or you know what? Put me in one of them. Let me be one of them bodies that people use for research.
Yeah. Oh, man. Speaking of which, I'll save that for another time. I got a good story about that.
Or I bought, like, this, a joke I couldn't make work is about, like, you donate your body to science, but you never know, like, you don't know what science or, like, what medicine.
Yeah.
Like, in your head, you're like, oh, no, learn from me. But, like, it could just be sports medicine where they just put you in front of one of those automatic tennis ball shooters just to see what it does to a human body. Like, that would suck. There's a book called Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and it's about a woman who was a mortician. It's a very, I will look up her name because it's a good book.
I would like for somebody to take me to a mountaintop, set my body on fire, and then log roll me down a mountain. That would be fun.
That would cause a lot of. Caitlin Doty, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and Other Lessons from the Crematory. Very good book. That would cause a lot of forest fires.
That's true. Maybe like a snowtop mountain.
Isn't that what they do? Isn't that like a. Well, not what they do. That's what they have to do to people that die on Everest.
Oh, yeah.
They just leave you there.
Yeah, they leave you there.
All the stories about that people that just get left because, like, well, we paid a lot of money to do this trip. And then people that aren't dead all the way, but we want to make it. So they would just leave them behind. There's some fucked up stories about climbing Everest.
Yeah. I'll let somebody else do that.
Yeah, anyway. Nah, cremate me or just whatever. 33 minutes right now. Plenty of time. Okay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, to get to our big Hollywood meeting.
You know what, man? I hate to do this, but I think we're going to have to pause it.
You got to take a shit?
Yep.
We're 7 minutes in.
Sorry. Misjudged.
Okay. We'll see y'all in a second.
It's fighting back.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
We honestly, when we pause it, we don't have to say anything.
That's true.
We do.
It's full disclosure, you know? No secrets on this podcast. If I got to take a dump, everybody's going to know about it.
You're going to find out.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Feel better, though.
Well, that's what happens when you do that stuff.
You can only fight that off for so long.
All right. I'm logging into verify this device. Oh, get the fuck out.
Oh, that problem again?
Yeah. Right. You might be reading off these things.
Yeah, you figure that out. Tim Parham asks, hey, Kyle and Dave. Hey, Tim. Let's say you're allowed, you're allowed to go back in time and replace any actor in any movie. Kyle, what role would you pick to see Dave play? And Dave, what role do you want to see Kyle play?
In any movie?
That's a good question.
Was it any movie?
Yeah, say if you're allowed to go back in time and replace any actor in any movie. I've never thought of that.
I mean, do you go for what would fit the best, or do you go for juxtaposition to see what would be more interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I think, boy, that's a good, you got to sit and think about it.
I'd like to see you play the role of Luke Perry in 8 Seconds. Not the role of, but the role that he played.
What's the movie? Is that a rodeo thing?
Do you remember 8 Seconds?
No.
It's Luke Perry of Beverly Hills 90210 fame.
Luke Perry is a rodeo rider?
And he's
I can't believe I missed it.
He's a bull rider. I would just bull like rider. To see you on a, I'd like to see you in the competitive bull riding circuit.
I could get into character for that.
I think you could pull that off.
I want to see you do Mrs. Doubtfire, but you never shave the beard. And so you just have, like, this mask that's over.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Like, you just... That's clearly our dad.
Nope.
That's just a bearded Dave Stone with eyeliner.
I'm a heavy-set British woman.
I like to be referred to as them and their. I'd appreciate if you're... I'm not trying to start shit with that stuff, but I think that...
Oh, man, that'd be funny.
Otherwise, I don't know.
I'm Dave Doubtfire.
Shit, I missed it up already.
I'm here to watch your kids.
I want to see you in Christian Bale's role in The Machinist. You just never get... You're just, like, fine with it.
Do I lose the weight or I...
No. You're just like, nah, because what is it? Anything consumed by guilt or something?
Yeah.
And you're just like, nah, I'm fine with what I did. I'm okay.
That's a good question. What's another one you'd be good at?
It's you in Castaway, and you somehow get fatter on the island. Like, you know how to prepare everything so delicious, and now because it's ample supply, you've just eaten so much crab.
Just thousands of crabs. Coconut cream pies.
You're too fat for your own raft. It actually worked initially. It was going to work initially, but you figured out, you were on an island with all these amazing ingredients.
God. That's funny.
Sorry, man.
Oh, no, that's good. Oh, man, that's funny.
How long you say you've been gone for? Really?
Nobody believes me.
We couldn't even get him up on the boat from the life raft. The rope ladder snapped.
Oh, God. That's so funny. Help.
I even ate this volleyball.
Oh, shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that's too good. Whew.
Anyway.
Right. What else we got? Lee Singleton. With global warming being an issue, do you think Bigfoot will have to migrate to more populated areas? Man, that's a good thought. You know, the way the polar bears just sitting there all skinny on the shrunken glacier.
Yeah.
What if Bigfoot's just hanging out in like a public park?
Well,
that's all I got.
Unless he's got those portals.
Yeah.
Unless he's just time traveling. Those are time travel to a cooler climate.
That's true.
That's true. Why? I mean, goddamn. Yeah, we got yard work going on. So it's not an ideal time to do this, but we are busy showbiz people this week.
It happens.
What I mean, why does he have hair? Like, is there naked Bigfoot anywhere?
Ooh, I'm sure there's probably some sort of hairless, mange ridden Bigfoot.
Well, I meant just like genetic, like, or what would you develop into not needing hair? Like, I spaced out. What was I listening to? I was either listening to A Brief History of Everything by Bill Bryson. It's a very good, worthwhile. I'm listening to the audiobook, but it kind of just covers, like, from the dawn, like Big Bang, Dawn of Time.
Wow.
But just quick, kind of like wets your whistle on mm-hmm. all these things. And I don't know if I felt, because I listened to that at night, and I don't know if it was that or if it was like a Planet Earth talking about how we, like, why do we have some hair, but apes are covered in hair if we evolved from apes? Like, what, like, why that happens? So, you know, like, why does Bigfoot have, theoretically, all the hair?
Yeah, and, well, even amongst the genders, like, why does a man, why can a man grow a beard and a woman can't? Like, what
testosterone.
The point is
testosterone,
other than make me look like a fucking cool dude.
Yeah, well, but, like, compensate for my dumb face. Thanks for giving me the option, evolution, to cover up my unattractive face. No, I don't think I'm ugly. The internet did when I shaved my beard. The internet was quick to point out that my face was unpleasant to gaze upon. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think Bigfoot's going to migrate.
I mean,
what other animals are doing that right now?
He will. He and she will. If it's if it's an issue of food. You know.
Okay. Well, what's it eating?
Well, it's eating a lot of elk, a lot of deer.
Where are them elk and deers going? They seem to be still doing okay.
Yeah. They follow them wherever they go.
Fucking elk and deer. Really? It's hunting down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're killing the shit out of some elk and deer.
Really?
Wild pigs.
Hold on. I got to look up. Hold on. Now I'm about to say the password out loud because I'm trying to log into the Patreon page. Oh, I'm pausing it again. Hold up. Okay. Well, that was another undetectable pause by the listener, but tech diff. Had some tech diff.
I went and took another shit just to keep it consistent.
Dave's full of shit. Oh. Dave's literally full. F of the S. He's FOS.
Keep it going here. Rob Roan.
Let's keep it going.
Rob Roan? Roan? Great question. We may have discussed this before. Can vampires get boners?
Why not? They're full of blood.
They're full of blood. They are full of blood.
I don't know. I mean, they're drinking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why wouldn't it get a boner? They're the horniest thing.
That's true.
Of all the stuff, that's the horniest one. Bigger question, can Frankenstein get a boner? Did they even sew a dick onto him? You know, nobody talks about that part.
Did they even sew?
You see, he's got a brain and a face and they got a heart and everything, but nobody knows if they stitched on some jennies.
Old Franken dick.
Old Cockenstein.
Oh, God. That's so stupid.
That was a fun one. Either way, however you want to slice it.
Yeah, Rob, I think they can get boners.
They always have boners. They're always horny. They're always like, oh, give me this.
Yeah.
They always want to, like, fuck stuff.
Yeah, get away from me.
That's the most, yeah, that's the horniest entity. The horniest entity. That's the movie. That's the movie we're trying to sell. That's these showbiz meetings.
It's a period piece.
Yeah, it's called, yeah, the horniest entity.
We're both wearing powdered wigs.
That's I did enjoy when, like, porn was leaning heavily into the parody thing.
Yeah.
Not like I've not sat down and watched like a full porn. And I don't need that to get off, but I just thought, I was like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, these are just fuck movies, but what if it's Scooby-Doo? Like, yeah, that's funny. Good for you guys.
That's interesting.
Good for you, like, for making it fun. Like, throwing costumes and stuff into it.
It'd be funny to watch a porn the same way we watch a normal movie, but, like,
that's what people want you to do.
But, like, yeah, just watch. Okay, I'm going to watch 10 minutes tonight because that's all I needed.
Yeah.
And then I paused it when I was done. Then tomorrow I'll pick back up where I was.
You ever see Titanic? Yeah, it took me 4 years. a long time.
Victor Bernal. Hey, guys. Dave, are you still spitting on cars? Absolutely. Kyle, great set in San Francisco. Hell yeah, I spit on cars. That's my go-to.
Great set in San Francisco.
He said great set in San Francisco. It's been a while since you were there. Did Cobbs several months ago.
Yeah, man. That was like a ways back.
Yeah, but there's no...
I mean, thanks. I don't want to be disrespectful.
No expiration date on a compliment.
No, I'm looking back into the calendar.
Yeah, man. That's my road rage move.
Really?
Do something stupid, and you're within loogie range, you're getting one.
You're hocking on cars?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. At least that's once a week, I'll spit on a car.
Yeah, Doug, that was like early October.
The other day, I saw a terrible Parker at Vaughn's grocery store. It's one of these guys just taking up two spots. And I had like an old half a cheeseburger from the day before.
No.
And I had
half a cheeseburger?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe.
That's too many fat jokes. I'm sorry, man.
That's all right.
Not cool.
No, I don't care. I'm super
you should
fat.
Care.
I'm
Stick up for fat. Yourself.
No, but I'm fat.
You're a big fella.
It doesn't bother me. That's why I'm fat. Is it doesn't bother me. I need.
But you look good in clothes. It's not like you're jiggling around. Like it's not like, like you don't look fed up with yourself.
Yeah, I just got a huge cut.
There was a guy on my flight coming back from Nashville the other day, and you could tell he's like, and I felt bad for the dude. You could tell he's kind of like, yep, this is my size, and this is me trying to fit on a plane. And I was like, all right,
man. Did you buy two seats?
No, he got an aisle seat, but it was kind of like one leg was in the aisle.
Because I'm right at the limit now. Like, when I sit.
Really?
Like, well, just on a shitty airline where the seats are small, like, I feel bad because I'm like, I'm trying so hard not to spill over into that person's seat.
But
so
that's really. But is that up. Fat as the fact that you got broad shoulders and you're a big built dude anyway? Like I have broad shoulders. But I'm like, yeah. If I'm in a middle seat,
yeah, I have to squish.
I'm sorry that like, and also like the rule that like middle seat gets the armrest.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's you know, because everybody else gets to flex in a different direction. Middle seat, you got no room to flex. They get the armrest. Yeah. So sorry, man. Yeah. Stop trying to fight for the armrest. If somebody's in the middle seat, that's theirs.
Yeah, they've earned
it. You lean towards the window or lean into the aisle.
But what I did with that half a cheeseburger, I just sat it on the guy's windshield by his wiper blade. Just sat a 2-day-old half-eaten cheeseburger. Just you know, hey, what the fuck is this? Well, think about what you've done.
Yeah, I spit all over a car that was partly the gate in the back that's clearly marked, like, do not block gate, and somebody's just right in front of it. Yeah. So and it was there for like 2 days. So it was 2 days of me spitting on it every time I walk by. I don't smear shit under the door handle is what I want to do.
Ooh.
But that means I would have to touch some shit.
Yeah, you have to come
and
across
and it's
kind of
like,
shit.
Well, who's winning
if
I'm already touching shit? Except I'm the one knowing I'm touching shit. Maybe it's my shit. I'm not that scared of it.
Speaking of which, Trixie Emerson... What's the longest y'all have been in the bathroom?
Trixie Emerson sounds like a hot professor.
Yeah.
No offense, Trixie.
Knowing Mr. Kidney Stone, it's probably from Passing the Stone, but I'd like for him to prove my guess wrong. What's the longest you've been in the bathroom? I was talking about this the other
day. It had nothing to do with toilet stuff. It's just if I'm in there reading a thing.
What's the longest you've sat on the toilet?
Oh, I've had both my feet go numb.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the long? You know what time? You know how long?
No, I do know how the longest pee. I've peed more than 60 seconds before, and you doubted me, but I'll do it again.
You counted it?
I've timed it, yeah, because I knew I had a big one stocked up. And I was like, oh, man, I want to see how long this one's going to go. And, of course, admittedly, I gave it, like, the least amount of pressure.
Okay. No, yeah, you were regulating
just
it.
The dribble, but still over.
You were throttling.
Seconds.
You were throttling usage, just like the cell phone companies.
Yeah, but
with
it was,
the internet speed.
But it was a consistent stream. 60 seconds. Done that a couple of times.
I feel like I've gone a peed for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't. All right. I don't know. I don't know how to talk about this. Yeah, I've kicked it in there for a while.
Yeah. By the way, I like that you have dumbbells in your bathroom.
That remote, because it takes 10 minutes for my shower to heat up.
Uh-huh. Oh, you do that while you're showering?
So I'm like, all right, I got to wait, yeah.
Does it really take 10 minutes?
Like a fucking, like a crazy inmate, just nude, lifting weights. Yeah, it takes fucking forever.
Oh,
I turn my shower on, then I just get shit done, which is not conducive to the environment, and I got to tell my landlord about it.
Hmm. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Tell my landlord about it.
The Savage Cabbage. That's a great handle.
That is a good one.
I watched Biodome recently and laughed more than once. Am I an asshole?
Yeah.
I've never seen Biodome.
You are fine. You're absolutely fine.
Holy sure. Just even...
Pauly Shore hate
even back then.
Encino Man.
Encino Man was good, just because I like the premise.
The problem I had with Biodome was the other guy should have been the straight man. You had Stephen, whichever one of the bald ones.
Yeah, with the bad haircut.
Yeah, like him doing Pauly Shore at Pauly Shore. Like,
that's what he was doing. He was kind of the stoner.
From what I remember, yeah, they're both like burnout idiots. They get locked in the Biodome. You know what? I'm not going to judge Savage Cabbage because I haven't seen it in a while. But also, there's been nothing. Like, if Encino Man was on, I'm like, I have not seen Encino Man in a minute. Let me sit down and enjoy this. Mm-hmm. We all loved Wheezing the Juice. We all loved getting our vibes harshed. Soundtrack was good. Sean Astin playing a straight guy in it.
To tell you the rumor I heard about the old Pauly Shore, when he does stand-up, he will go to just a vintage store and just buy a bunch of garbage and then sell it as merch, as stuff he's worn in movies. I've had more than one comic tell me that that's what he does, or that's what he has done.
And he says he's worn it in movies?
Yeah, it's like,
but then you look at Pauly Shore and you're like, that's believable.
Yeah, but like he'll just go and buy a grip of...
Pauly Shore, personal shopper.
Yeah.
There's somebody else who buys a bunch of hats, like goes to the mall and buys hats from a movie they were in, and then signs the hats.
Who?
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to do that. I'll tell you off the air.
I worked with one guy who had a bunch. He had like 7 or 8 different t-shirts. None of them had to do with him, his act, or comedy in general. It was like he went and just stocked up at Gadzooks or Hot Topic.
Gadzooks?
He had one that's just a black t-shirt with Osama bin Laden's face on it. Just said, douchebag. Like, okay.
Oh, but, boy.
Yeah, $25.
That's where you make your money on the road is merch. Was that back in the day, or is that guy still around?
Oh, he's still around.
Yeah?
But this was back in the day, but he's still around.
Pausing again. Well, that's for us to know and you to find out.
I'm liking this pause button.
Yeah, man, we're really abusing it. Patreons, get a behind-the-scenes look at us completely misusing our power.
Jack Eisenhuth.
Really?
You guys are rad. No shit. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks, Jack.
Bet your dick, Jack.
Love the podcast, obviously, because I'm paying $4 a month. We appreciate that. What is your favorite and least favorite thing about comedy? Keep it up. That's a pretty good question.
Favorite thing. It pays my bills.
Make that motherfucking money.
I'm swimming in cash. That's what I like, Jack. I can't say the name Jack without thinking of Michael Keaton in the 80s whenever he was like in his most kind of coked up. But the funniest. That's the facts, Jack. All right, Jack. Like just calling people Jack randomly and like Mr. Mom or Gung Ho.
I always think of John Lovitz because I think in a Seinfeld episode and in some SNL sketches, he's like, suck on that, Jack.
Yeah, it's such. No offense to you, Jack. Thank you for being a patriot. But it is such a fun name to use as like a suck my dick, buddy. most favorite thing is like it's like it made the euphemism before. It's a puzzle that never gets finished. Like if you like doing it, it's never done.
It's never done, and you are never like I'm where I need to be.
Shouldn't be.
No.
You should never be.
Yeah.
Any comic who's like I got it.
Yeah.
Fuck
no, you
off.
Don't. Yeah.
I got some of it. I got more than I had last week or last year, but you don't ever get all of it.
No. And this is an obvious or cliche answer, but it's fun to make people laugh. It's fun to just.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good when you do a good job.
Yeah. And not even like I crush, but just knowing that like, I made a bunch of strangers laugh.
Yeah.
You know, that's fun.
The fact that my science teacher in sophomore year of high school. No, it wasn't even high school. I was in junior high, like 8th grade in junior high. I was like being a dickhead in class. Like, none of you are going to be comedians. And I'm like, guess what, buddy? Take your dissected frogs, cram them up your butt.
What's the least favorite thing?
for me, it's the fear of, like, if I want, like, I can't just be on all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I need to, like, relax and live life mm-hmm. and then analyze. I'm not like everything. Look at this thing over here. This is funny. Look at this. Like,
yeah,
I got to fuck off for a while.
Nobody should be like that.
Yeah. And the fear of, like, what if I go away to get better, get my brains together? Because I let you do get to, I don't know how you feel like this, but it makes me stay kind of sharp with the world. You know, like, I understand improv classes. Like, I understand them, like, mm-hmm. accept an idea, like the yes ending. Like,
yeah.
All right, we're in a spaceship. Great. I immediately believe we're in a spaceship, and I have to go with that.
Yeah.
And that still is kind of, you can still apply that to stand up mm-hmm. and be like, oh, here's this idea. Cool. All right, I have to jump right in. I don't, where am I going with this? It keeps my mind kind of sharp a little bit, I think, and keeps me analytical of both sides. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm never like, well, this is, like, politics is a bad example, but anything, like, well, here's the truth. I don't know. Is it? Is there another, like, high school debate class? Like, even if you believe in something, yeah, but you have to argue against it for debate class. And it teaches you, it either strengthens your resolve for what you believe in, or, like, oh, shit, I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
And I forced myself to think about it that way for comedy purposes, but maybe it changed my view or made me more aware of a situation. Or, anyway. I don't know. There's nothing really bad about it.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, but everything you love doing is frustrating. What do you think? What do you think?
I don't know, man. I just feel lucky to do it, man. I mean, there's always negatives if you dig deep enough, like, you know, like, interesting drama.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I don't, this person got this, and he's a dick, and he's not funny. But you can't concern yourself with that shit. I used to. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just wasted energy.
My friend Monty says, compare and despair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Or if you do look at things that way, like, great, oh, so-and-so got this thing. Well, if they're not funny, but they get it because they were working real hard, well, maybe that just means I need to work harder. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, bitching about it, cool, then work harder.
Yeah.
If you think you already have the talent,
and
if somebody just got something because they're lucky, then there's nothing you could do about that.
And just be glad we're in a field where there's things to be gotten.
Yeah.
You know, we, like... Seriously, like, I'm glad that there's tons of TV spots and late night spots and opportunities. Like, we could all be fucking unicyclists or yo-yo experts. Like, I'm glad we're
doing a thing. Can't all be unicyclists.
I'm glad we're doing a thing where there are rewards, you know?
What if everybody was a unicyclist?
That'd be pretty cool.
That's the thing. That's the coolest thing that I saw that was also the thing I most wanted to be mad at. I was on a hiking trail seeing, like, a mountain unicyclist. Like, just cruising down on a unicycle. Because it's incredibly difficult. I'm sure it's amazing exercise, but I just want to be like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
But that's the biggest problem I have, is wanting to tell people to go fuck themselves when they're not doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't bother me, but it's like, look at this guy doing a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. I know, like, exactly.
Of course you want to see a mountain unicycler. Of course, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But also, of course, why?
Yeah.
Why does that inspire rage within me?
I have to ask myself that all the time. Like, what do you care, Dave? But, like, just that guy shouldn't be.
You're
fucking up the mojo.
And again, like, with comedy, where it's like, all right, that's my immediate, like, that's the easy joke, is to be like, you ever see this thing that's stupid? Fuck that thing. And that's the easy joke.
Yeah.
The harder joke, which, if you are trying to do comedy, should always go for that. Like, if it's the easy joke, and know that every other comedian's made it.
Yep.
That's why, like, doing news, like, doing anything about current events, it's like, anything that happens today, every late night show with a team of pro writers is going to have jokes about
it. And it's going to be fucking... expired in 3 weeks. You can't do that joke.
I want stuff that hopefully sits around. But to take the easiest response and then flip it. Mm-hmm. Like, I would see somebody over by where I get my gout medicine, by the CVS at, like, Franklin and Cahuenga. And I would see him when I was going there. There's always some dude on, like, one of the hoverboards, like, with the big vape and giant, like, Beats headphones. Mm-hmm. And everything about it is... the ultimate, like, fuck this guy. But I had to think, like, this guy probably knows that, and he's owning it. Man, I've never been able to own anything like that in my life. Like, guess what? Everybody thinks I'm an asshole. But he's not. As long as you're not getting in somebody's way, I don't like it when somebody's like, this whole thing of like playing music on your phone without headphones, like on a like a train or something. Like,
fuck off.
Yeah, now you got to listen to my shit. Yeah, fuck you all the way.
Yeah.
Go fall on the tracks. And, but again, what is it, a 16-year-old kid? Because I was that asshole at a gas station blaring the music while I'd fill up my car. I was that dickhead. People forget that they were the asshole that they hate. That's when you're like, get off my lawn, old man.
I was like, yeah, but I think there's also a little bit of, now not with everything. Yes, I was that asshole sometimes. But for me, there's a lot of, hey, I was 16 once and I didn't do that, so fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I get a little self-righteous with it sometimes. Like,
yeah, some there's just some shitty kids out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to get some more questions in here. Up in here.
Brian Sykes, is a hot dog a sandwich? Settle this once and for all. Also, there's only one right answer, so don't fuck it up.
I don't even know why this is a thing.
Yeah, who
is
cares?
It from a TV show or the internet?
I don't know. It's been a lot, but it, no, it's not a sandwich in my mind.
I don't know why it's from a thing.
It's a fucking hot dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, it's meat and bread, yes, but fucking chicken pot pie is a sandwich then, too.
Is a beef sandwich a sandwich?
Is a beef sandwich a sandwich?
I don't care. I honestly... No,
I don't care.
I know this is some sort of, like, internet argument. And next question.
But, like...
You've wasted your money.
When someone says we're having an assortment of sandwiches...
I would be excited. And
yes.
Then if a hot dog showed up, I'd be like, oh, shit, even better.
But I'm saying when you think of a sandwich, nobody thinks of a fucking hot dog. They think of a hot dog's a hot dog. Mm. I don't even think a hamburger is a sandwich. You know? I mean, yes, technically it is, but a hamburger's a hamburger, hot dog's a hot dog, and a sandwich is a sandwich. Suck my dick.
But this is my argument about salads. Mm-hmm. You know, how is like mayonnaise salad dressing? It's like, oh, because anything kind of tossed together, any cold ingredients tossed together constitutes a salad. You have Caesar salad, you have a chopped salad, but then you got potato salad. Then you got fruit salad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more of like a dish.
Yeah. But even that, it, like when you say, hey, we're going to go have salads today for lunch.
Yeah.
And I show up with my fucking vat of potato salad. We're like, Dave, you asshole, that's not what we meant.
But that wouldn't, but that's a salad.
But it's not a salad. It's called potato salad. But it's not a salad in... the terms of what people expect in a salad.
Yeah, but you're dealing with what people expect versus what's reality.
That's true. I don't know.
I don't care.
I hope we didn't fuck it up, Brian.
That's the wrong answer.
Brian was pretty cocksure about that one.
Take a hike, buddy.
I'm going to try to read Aaron Joaquin's, but I don't even know.
I've heard
Kyle refer to people as, okay, chooches.
Yeah, a couple of chooches.
Chonchos and chucharinos.
Yeah.
What does this mean and what is the difference?
It doesn't mean anything, man. Stop trying to make everything a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this is a Q&A. It's just a thing to call somebody. Look at this guy. Look at Jack over here. Look at Jimmy Jack. Look at this chooch.
Chooch.
Look at this choncho.
Choncho and chucharino. Okay.
Yeah, look at these chucharinos. It's a thing to say.
Yeah, it's fun.
Why can't, I mean...
It's better than fuckface.
When you have a sea of language, a sea of words within the language to choose from, you could use the same ones. You know, people get... How many times do you be like, fuck that, this fuck, like, this jerk, that's a jerk. Like, mm-hmm. You can come up with your own word.
Mm-hmm.
That clearly people know what it means. I'm sure there's a word for that where it's not onomatopoeia. That's where, what is that?
What is onomatopoeia?
I'm looking it up because I don't know. I'm surprised I said it right. Thank you, Google Phil. Formulation of a word from a sound associated with what is named, like cuckoo or sizzle. Like, the sound is a sizzle, but then the word for sizzle is sizzle.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, man, just come up with a fun word. Language can be limiting. You can let it rip. Why is this hummingbird trying to get in the damn house right now? That guy was like just staring in the screen door.
Hey, what's in there?
These things, they got real aggressive. Are they out of food and now they're trying to come in my house? I'll fucking eat you raw. That sounded like more of a sexual threat. Girl, I'll eat you raw. Jesus, I'm at a loss without having the questions in front of me. Dave, you got, what's next?
All right.
Rip through it, baby.
Burley Gates, Dave and Kyle, my girlfriend bought me tickets for my birthday to go see Jason Isbell in New Orleans. What are some places to hit up and get some grub and some good haunted locations to get spooked at? First of all, that's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Isbell's a good time. Puts on a hell of a show. Got to eat at Koshan. I've recommended this place several times. Koshan is this awesome. It's kind of fine dining, but it's not like frou-frou. I mean, it's a little pricey, but nothing crazy. It's but just eating. Top of the line Southern Cajun. I had, last time I was there, I had fucking rabbit and dumplings. Instead of chicken and dumplings, I had rabbit and dumplings. They got a charcuterie plate. They got all kinds of crazy shit. And then next door, they have Koshan Butcher, which is a it's a butcher shop, but also a sandwich shop. You go there, get a fucking badass wild boar Cubano. Had a wild boar Cubano.
Okay, oh, all right.
Awesome.
Every time I've had wild boar, I've just, like, I really haven't.
It sounds good.
It sounds good, but then there's never been like a, oh, that's
this
better.
Was good, though. I mean, it's like good roasted pork. But yeah, awesome sandwiches and awesome. You can get some boudin, some
boudin,
andouille, get a bunch of meat and stuff you can take home. But yeah, Koshan or Koshan Butcher, highly recommend. The Haunted Ghost Tour, man, I did that one. I can't remember the name of it, but I did one when Katie and I were there about a year ago. What's that really haunted place where the aristocrats, he was a doctor, she was a socialite, and they were keeping like slaves tortured in their basement? That place that is haunted as shit. What is that? Let me find that real quick. Most haunted place in New Orleans.
I did a bike tour. Sean Patton's relative runs a bike tour, like bicycle tour, and that was fun. That was a fun way to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They just asking for restaurants, or they asking for things to do?
Haunted places, too.
That, well, the bike tour had some of it. You could do the haunted walking tour in New Orleans. Granted, you're trying to do a tour where a bunch of drunks are, like, swarming around you going, boo! Yeah. But it's not like every place in New Orleans is going to be haunted. Although yeah. I heard, like, my mom told me this one because I was like, oh, I'm going to New Orleans. She's like, be careful in the cemeteries. People get robbed in the cemeteries because they're walled in and they're confusing. So somebody could rob you and they know the way out, but you don't.
Ooh.
And also because it's not just open, because it's like, you know, small mausoleums above ground.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, a maze that you can't see around the corners.
Yeah. Anything. The LaLaurie House. LaLaurie. 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 House. That's the house I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Where, like, the early 1800s, it was a married couple. There's they were
a
like.
Few. They based one of the American Horror Stories off of it.
I think so, yeah. But they were, like, really well respected, like, socialites all over New Orleans. And come to find out, they were, like, keeping slaves and torturing them and killing them and shit. And
yeah, there's some morose shit that was going down. You could see, Nicolas Cage's pyramid grave with some Superman quote on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he bought his own gravestone. It's a pyramid.
Oh, man.
Fucking Nick Cage.
Let's see. Sam asks, have you ever tried a sensory deprivation tank? Have you seen the Netflix doc Abducted in Plain Sight? No to both. But I've heard those sensory deprivation tanks are pretty awesome.
I did the sensory deprivation
tank. You did?
I never got all the stuff I like.
Where'd you do that at?
I got a Groupon for one over in Pasadena. Rachel and I went. Like you get in the little pod with it's like just salt water.
Mm-hmm.
So you float.
You float.
And the light slowly dips out. And
how long were you in there?
Maybe an hour.
Okay,
I don't remember. It was okay. It was very relaxing, but I didn't trip or hallucinate or
really?
Anything. I didn't. I wasn't disgusted. I would try it again.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what we got to do. We got to go get our float on.
That'd be fun. Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
But it was very relaxing. I encourage anybody to try it out. It's something different, especially I was never like an easy floater when I was swimming. You float easy?
Yeah. I'm pretty buoyant.
Okay. All right. Well, that, but that's a good thing. And it's also very relaxing.
Yeah.
Like in the ocean when I can float on my back.
Yeah.
And then your ears are under, so your ears are closed off from the sound. And yeah, it's worth trying.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got from it. I didn't get any kind of nutso visions or nothing. I was sober when I went to. I didn't want tripping or nothing.
Noah Nelson asked, go to cheap beer. Also, Kyle, want to go wheeling. I love, that's all I drink is cheap beer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't drink the other kind.
My go-to is Original Coors. That's my fave.
Mm-hmm. I think we're both on. I think our answers are the same.
Budweiser. Fucking love Budweiser. You know what I got in Texas? And you can get it elsewhere, but I never see it. Fucking Lone Star, man.
Some Lone Star.
Just solid.
Or Shinerbach is a
Shinerbach's
Texas beer.
Good, but Lone Star, man. Real good. But, PBR, I kind of, you know, I think it's so prevalent around here, like in the comedy scenes. You go to bars, you get a free PBR, that kind of thing. I don't dislike PBR, but Budweiser or Coors is my go-to. You know what else I've been digging lately?
What's that now?
MGD.
Miller. Really?
Yeah.
MGD always skewed a little too sweet for
really?
Me.
Really? I like it. Something about it. It's got a real drinkability to
fucking
it.
Fucking drinkability. Got a real ass. Your ass has a good kickability.
I love Canadian beer, too, man. Molson, Labatt Blue. Is it Labatt?
Labatt. I say Labatt.
Labatt Blue. I'm a big fan of that shit. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, I was... I did have a beer. I don't know if it's a fancy. Where did I have it? Crankshaft. I don't think it's a cheap beer. But someplace had it, and I got it. A German Kolsch was the type of beer it was. But it was lighter. Somebody, like, I think it was a place that didn't have cheap beer. Like, try this one out. I was like, oh, yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But I like lagers.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what all the cheap beer is lagers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, same things, man. Just Coors Lights.
Anything but an IPA.
IPAs fucking suck.
Ooh.
They like I seriously wonder if there's something like, you know, when genetically people, like, I'm one of those people that doesn't like cilantro. I think it tastes like soap.
Yeah.
But I wonder if there's something like, am I missing something? Like, it does taste like different to other people.
I mean, it must, right?
Because
it must.
For the longest time, I'm like, this is just Stockholm syndrome. This is like, boy, isn't it? It's cool to like craft beer. Then I guess I like it. And he drink. I can't even make a straight face when I drink
no.
it.
Not interested.
It tastes like somebody coughed in my mouth after drinking a beer I would have wanted to have. It's like somebody had a Budweiser and then coughed into my mouth, and that's what craft beer tastes like.
Nathan Gibson asked, Dave, at what point would you consider purchasing a non-van mode of transport?
Well, I guess we're going to talk about it.
Wouldn't this be considered a de facto marriage proposal? breaking news, everyone. I am the proud owner of a 2016 Honda HR-V.
Hey, people thought you were going to say, I am getting married. I got a Honda.
I sold my van about 2 months ago, early December. Because I knew that I was visiting my mom over the holidays, and I have taken over my father, my late father's car. He bought this Honda about 8 months before he passed away. He was so stoked about it. Just a good economical. He was so happy about the 35 miles to the gallon.
It's a good whip.
About the 35 miles to the gallon. But, dude, I love it. You rode in it yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, it's... I'm not a fancy boy. I'm not a materialistic dude, but this is...
Dave's not a fancy boy.
This is the nicest car I've ever owned. This is the first time that I can remember that I've owned a vehicle in the same decade that it was made. So usually my cars are at least 10 to 15 years old by the time I get them. But 2016, silver, four-door, HR-V. It's, if you don't know what that is, it's the smallest SUV that Honda makes, not to be confused with the CRV, which is a little bit bigger.
It's like a tall car.
Yeah, it's like a Honda Civic that sits up a little higher.
It's a Honda Civic with good posture.
Yeah. It's a tiny little SUV, but it's, man, four doors.
They call them crossovers.
Yeah. It's like a crossover. And good gas mileage, low miles. It's got like 30,000 miles on it.
Can't lay down in it, though.
Yeah, that is true. That was my one hesitation.
You were saying yesterday, like, well, it's good. It's a little bit of something about it. I can't just leave. I don't just have a home now. It's on wheels.
Got to make it work.
Yeah, man. Got no way out now.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, yeah, there you go. No more van for me. It's first time in over 7 years, I haven't owned a van. So, yeah.
Well.
Normal person now.
Congratulations,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, man. Anybody wants a ride in it, you're in L.A., just give me a holler. I'll come drive you around a little bit. Go do donuts. Donuts. Let's see.
Go get some donuts. You're in charge, man.
Joel Micah Harris, do either of you guys collect anything? If you've already answered that before, any tips on dealing with gout, Kyle? I'm ready to cut my big toe off. Give him some quick gout tips.
Man, the internet's going to drive you nuts because every piece of advice will be countered with the next thing you read. Go to the doctor, get allopurinol.
What is that?
I take 100 milligrams every day, and since I've been taking it every day, I'm in an outbreak. You have allopurinol. Really? Is a daily thing.
How long has that
it's
been?
It's preventative. A couple years. It's been...
You haven't had a gout outbreak?
The last real bad situation I was in, I think, was...
When you were in Atlanta?
That was... I'm going to look of what I think was... beginning of 2017, I think. That was when I got... I'm looking now. I remember I was in bad shape. That's when I got it finally sorted out. I think it was... it was the beginning of 17 was the last. That's when I was getting my knees MRI'd because I thought I had, like, bone chips or something. That's how bad it was. Like, shit was going to turn out. No, it was gout in my ankles, my knees, everything. So... That's when my doctor's like, all right, we'll just give it to you every day.
Yeah.
Take it every day. And I've been doing that for almost 2 years. Allopurinol, baby. Get that stuff. They'll give you colchicine for if you do have a flare-up. Otherwise, I eat mostly pretty much vegetarian with forays into seafood.
Do you think that's helped with the gout?
I say the worst thing. Some of the worst things are red meat and booze. And, well, booze ain't going nowhere. So it's easier for me to quit meat than it was booze. Some might call that a problem. I just say I know how to prioritize.
Yeah.
But I was drinking wine for a while. Beer is supposed to be the worst thing.
Really?
And I dip into the cocktails more in my head. Like my doctor saying, like, especially brown liquors, age things like cheeses. Stuff like, well, cheese ain't going out. I'm into that cheese.
That's
so
no good as aged things.
Yeah, things that are older. That was a joke I did. Like anything you eat at a barbecue.
Yeah.
All the meats. It sucks, dude. I don't know what to tell you, man. It's going to suck. Go to the doctor right away. Get your levels tested. And they will. And then I've wound up in the emergency room twice to get steroid pills. One was in Georgia. Well, that was urgent care. They gave it to me. The other time was in Canada. I had to go just the emergency room to get a steroid pill. Because at that point, I couldn't walk anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, when was that tour through the South? Man, that fucking sucked.
Yeah, I remember you talking about how bad that was. What do you collect, Kyle?
What do I collect?
Yeah, he asked, do you guys collect anything?
I collect purines in my blood that gives me gout.
You collect RC cars now.
Yeah, I got too many of those.
How many you got now?
Seven.
And how many?
Six.
How many mountain bikes?
Two.
Oh, just two. You were up for a while. Would you sell some of them?
Yeah, those were all. I'm not. I have two mountain bikes, a road bike, and a BMX bike.
Oh, okay.
Not a road bike, a city bike.
Gotcha.
That was good.
I've been riding that one you gave me.
You riding around?
I've been riding it, man. Yeah, taking it to Griffith Park.
Oh, you go to the park. You don't even do the river path there.
No, not yet. I need to get down in there.
Yeah. But you're close by Griffith Park.
Yeah.
You can get up in there.
Yeah, I just ride it over there.
Yeah, I got bike trails through there.
Yep. Having fun. I don't really collect anything. I guess the only thing I collect vinyl. I'm a big fan of vinyl.
You're a record dude.
Yeah, I like the records, man. I like just having tangible.
He a record boy.
Love music, but I like having the tangible vinyl, all the artwork and all that. And I mean, I'm not like a vinyl snob in terms of I'm not an audiophile. But it does sound, if you got a good system, it sounds a little better. And I just like being able to collect the actual vinyl and the packaging and stuff. I dig that shit. What else we got? I haven't screened any of this.
Now I'm looking at my old calendar of when that tour was, in Georgia where I had to go to urgent care was end of October 16. And then it was Adam, Kate, and Holland's wedding the week after. And I remember I couldn't get up the stairs at that. Like, I had like a gout flare up for like 5 weeks. Because then all of November I was super fucked. Because that's when I was in Canada, was that month. Like, it was all compounded. All right there. And that's when I finally was like, yeah, man, you need to seek medical help for this. Holy shit.
John,
yet this was all after I did the bits about gout.
Yeah.
And didn't learn my lesson.
What's the one joke? I ordered one too many things with the word rodeo.
Yeah. And that was recorded in...
Yeah, that was on Kona, wasn't it?
May. Well, I recorded that on a special in May of the same year that I was still having gout flare-ups. Anyway.
John Harvey asked, Dave, favorite process, snack, food, dessert? Example, like Ho-Ho, Star Crunch, Little Chocolate Donuts.
Star Crunch.
Kyle's favorite spicy food. That's pretty easy for me. I'm a fucking Little Debbie man, and give me that goddamn
fucking Little
Swiss
Debbie
cake roll. I don't know. I don't know what's better than a Swiss cake roll.
Is that the same as a Ho-Ho? No, Ho-Ho's different type of cake item.
Yeah, might be a Ding Dong. But I think a Ding Dong is the
Ding's are, what's the hockey puck? That's a Ding Dong.
Is that the Ding Dong? Then the Ho-Ho is the...
is a rolled one.
Regardless, Little Debbie...
Swiss cake roll's got a different flavor to it.
Little Debbie's much better than Hostess or whoever's making that other garbage. So, yeah, I'm a Little Debbie guy.
Who made Star Crunch? Is that Little Debbie?
That's Little Debbie, yeah.
We never got Star Crunch. For some reason, my friend would always get them, and I'd come home and be like, Star Crunches are good. And we just... no, we would still get the other stuff, but like, why was there this blockade? The unintentional brand loyalty...
Yeah.
Was insane at my, like, looking back on it, like, they're just bullshit snacks for your kids' lunches.
Yeah.
Yet it was never changed up very often.
Hmm.
You ever fuck with Rice Krispie treats?
I do.
Well, that's more of a homemade thing. He's asking processed.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about all the stuff you could put in them, gummy bears.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind. It's not my favorite, but I there's something satisfying about a Rice Krispie treat. Swiss cake roll, the Nutty Buddy, their peanut butter wafer thing that they make solid.
Why didn't everybody make a gummy bear, but with like a candy skeleton inside of it that you could see?
Man, that's a good idea.
I mean, it'd be kind of involved.
Or what if there was like a gummy bear, like an M&M approach to a gummy bear? What if there was a hard candy shell on the outside, and then you bite into the gooey gummy goodness?
Ooh,
that might work.
Yeah. There's chocolate-covered gummy bears. I didn't even know that.
That seems weird.
Chocolate and candy fruit? No, chocolate with real fruit, like a chocolate-covered strawberry? Yeah.
Yeah.
But chocolate with another with fruit candy.
What's your favorite spicy food, Kyle?
I feel more like spices more added to things. I love getting pho and ramen when it's spicy. I mean, obviously...
Maybe sticking to his processed snack food.
Oh, a processed spicy food?
Yeah. Like a Flamin' Hot Cheeto or...
Oh, well, the best chips on the market, Cheddar Jalapeno Cheetos.
Cheddar Jalapeno... I've never had those.
People get the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but those are more hot than they are flavorful. You get yourself the Cheddar Jalapeno Cheetos.
Really?
Best shit you can get in a chip aisle. Hands down. And now they're even dipping in. They got Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but with Cool Ranch, which kind of counters some of it. Those are pretty good, too.
Uh-huh.
Cheddar Jalapeno Cheetos. I get them, and I share them when I get them. Because I don't even work for Cheeto or Cheetos. I don't know if it's plural all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, get on it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Robert Smith asks, what's the largest animal you think you could kill by giving it a single punch to the face? That's a great question. Definitely coyote. One punch, snap his neck, fucking done. Just get out of here. Anything larger than that, I feel like it's going to take more than one punch, or it's going to be a choke situation. I told you a story about...
He's talking about a punch. He's not talking about a choke.
Yeah, I know. So I'm thinking, like, anything bigger. Like, I could kill a cow with my bare hands, but it would be more of a front choke, a guillotine choke, not a punch. You know, I feel like a cow could take a punch.
That means you got to get on top of the cow to choke it.
Or I could get now a you got, standing front face lock.
But where now you got, you're not getting the windpipe.
Mm-hmm. Get up under there.
You're not going to get under a cow neck. Mm-hmm. Have you seen a cow neck?
That's true. Yeah, so what? I have to mount him.
That's not happening. You wouldn't kill a cow.
You don't think I could choke a cow to death?
No.
Hmm.
No, I don't think so. I'm answering the question with my
beliefs.
What's
the largest animal you could kill with one punch, Kyle?
I'm a vegetarian. I don't even want to kill any animals.
And for the record, I don't either. It's just fun to, you know, hypotheticals are
but
fun.
But punching. I don't even know. Because if you're punching a coyote in the face, it's like got a snout. You're punching a snout. You're not punching the brain.
I punch him right in the fucking temple.
For some reason, I keep thinking ostrich.
Yeah? Man, an ostrich will fuck you up.
That's what I mean. It's a dangerous
animal. Those
things
are scary.
People ride them.
Jesus.
People ride them
so
and hold
big.
Their necks.
And they're so muscular. Like their legs... Oh, man. I don't want nothing to do with an ostrich. Brian Lee asks, many comedians have entire podcasts where it seems all they do is talk about industry shit. Not a question, but thank you for not talking business all goddamn day. It's boring to people who aren't comics. Why would we just talk about – like we talk – we don't even really do that off the air. Now, I do have some friends who are, our whole friendship is based on – industry gossip, but like,
yeah,
there's only
I mean,
so
that's
much
what you
that.
Know. That's like being on a, like, I'm assuming that's what being on a sports team is like, you
yeah.
talk about sports. What was the question? What do we talk? Why don't
it
we
just,
talk about what?
It wasn't a question. He just says, thanks for not talking about business industry stuff all day, because a lot of comedians' podcasts is all industry inside baseball shit.
But if that's what the podcast was, don't listen to the podcast. It's the comedians talking about comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Also, Dave, AFC, NFC thoughts. Do you even know what that question
means?
What does AFC mean, Kyle?
I know what the fucking means.
What does it
American
mean?
Football guys.
Conference.
Yeah. They all get together and talk about football. I got it, man. I'm not stupid.
AFC, NFC thoughts. So, I mean, well, it's already been decided. Los Angeles, by the way, we haven't talked about this. I know you don't care about sports. LA Rams going to the Super Bowl, baby. Rams in the Super Bowl.
Because of a wildly unfair call, wasn't that it?
Yes, but there was also several other wildly unfair calls that went the other way. So people who...
Oh, is that what it was?
So
I just
easy.
Saw the one like yeah. outrage
and
thing
it was,
at the end.
It was, but people forget that there was a face mask call that wasn't called a couple possessions before that.
Against
that
the Saints? Was it the Saints?
That would have given the Rams a touchdown and not a field goal. So anyway, yeah, that's already been solved. Rams for the NFC and goddamn fucking stupid fucking Patriots. For the AFC every fucking year, the goddamn Patriots.
Is it just like the New York, like they can just afford the best players? Like what's
it's
the,
not even really that. It's just, I mean, that's part of it. But they're not just going out and buying the best free agents every year. They're really not. They're just Tom Brady. He's probably going to go down as the best quarterback in history. Their coach, Bill Belichick, just brilliant coach, even though he's got the personality of a fucking sweet potato. Mm. They're just, yeah.
Sweet potato has more personality than a regular potato.
That's true. But I just fucking hate. I can't fucking stand the Patriots. But I'm sure people made this connection. In baseball this year, the World Series was the L.A. Dodgers versus the Boston Red Sox. And now the Super Bowl, it's the L.A. Rams versus essentially the Boston Patriots. So that's weird. But yeah, go Rams.
Okay.
Go Rams. Let's see what else we got.
When is that? 2 weeks?
Not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
You going to do a thing?
Yeah, I'm definitely. You know, even if it's just me.
It's. Let me see what's going on there. What's the date of it?
What's this Sunday? What's today?
February 3rd or February 27th or January 27th is
February 3rd, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, February 3rd. Brendan Townend, when's the last time you shit your pants, fellas?
Man, I'm 42. It's been a minute. I got my shit together, literally.
I've never shit my pants. Said it before, got a sphincter like a goddamn bear trap. Never shit my
Not
pants.
Really. We had to pause this very episode so you could take a dump.
You don't know how long I was holding it.
That's true, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Didn't shit my pants.
I've had some accidents, but I'm never like full bore.
That just sounds
like the
awful.
Whole fucking
just shit your pants in public.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
I feel like if I ever shit my pants in public, it would be more of like.
Do we have any questions that may retain the one female listener who might be listening to this? Can we?
All right. Here's a female related question. Brad Thompson asked.
Not even that. Just something that's not like, you guys could suck your own dick, but then you wouldn't know if Bigfoot's real. Would you suck your, what if you had a Bigfoot dick?
Hey, we're answering the questions, baby.
Yeah, I guess that's what they paid for. Know.
Brad Thompson asked, do you think that female comics are limited in types of jokes that they can tell and still be successful?
No.
There are many fantastic female comics that tell great jokes on a wide variety of subjects, but it seems like the ones that get Netflix specials retell the same jokes over and over again with a limited range of subjects. Liza Schlesinger, Ali Wong. No, I don't really see that as a male-female thing. I think, you know, I think generic topics and broad topics, it's easy, and while may not be critically acclaimed, you're going to attract a wider, dumber audience if you just have real wide, boring subject matter. I don't know. I feel like it's
and it
works for males too. I mean, there's fucking.
Well, you're only looking at famous comedians and the things that you have to do to get. Yeah, the reason you get big is maybe because you appealed to a wider audience. Mm-hmm. Go see local comedy.
Yeah.
If you live in a city that has like a Time Out magazine or something, mm-hmm. or Google your town or city and stand up comedy, and go find out, go see what people are doing on that level where they're not concerned about, but I want to get famous and they just want to be good, and then make up your mind about comedy there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking, like, I'm looking back at like being in Chicago, how there's shows all the time. And yeah. I don't think they're limited on what they say.
Yeah. I mean, Maria Bamford, mm-hmm. one of the best comics, male or female, and she's a fucking weirdo. Like,
yeah.
She's talking about all kinds of weird shit.
But it's, what do you want to be? Like, again, you know, you could be like generic pop music that, mm-hmm. boy, that's playing in the dentist and it's playing here and you hear it all over the place because it's just doesn't bother people and it's easy to digest. Mm-hmm. And, boy, that's like, I feel like the most famous comedians are never. Not cutting deep, you know?
Yeah.
You can still be funny. I'm talking to my ass. Like, I don't, you know.
Well, one thing I look for is.
Gaffigan's not cutting deep on anything, but he's successful and he's funny, but it's also like. Yeah, he's going to talk about food and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, does talk about that, but. I don't know. Were they asking why are females limited in comedy?
Or are females limited?
I mean, if you want to do the Am I Right Lady shit. Then you've limited yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I think Eliza does a lot of, like... Like, it's and it's also knowing, like, when I watch that, I'm like, oh, this isn't comedy for me.
Yeah.
So, you're clearly doing fine. You're touring well. I'm not all audiences.
No.
So, well, that's a problem with comedy. They suck. No, it's not for you.
Yeah. Well, and this isn't an original thought. This has been said before. But with music, there's 75 different subgenres of music.
Yeah.
With comedy, it's just comedy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Well, but everybody's gotten a fucking, like, yeah, like a bit. Oh, God, how many fucking think pieces are there? Are we in an era of post-comedy? Is stand-up as we know it dead? Shut the fuck up. Pump the brakes. Stop just filling blog posts with this comedy debt. It's not. It's a fucking concept. That's like just saying, like, is music dead? No, you dumb fucking assholes. It's just there's more of it and there's different kinds coming up.
Yeah.
Hannah Gadsby didn't kill stand-up comedy. She did a different kind of it.
Yeah.
You know? It's been added to, not subtracted from, or part of it destroyed. Fuck off with these think pieces. Yeah. Laugh at it or don't laugh at it. Guess what? Last I checked, Slayer is still selling out pretty decent-sized venues as much as whoever the fuck else that I think sucks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's room for it all. You just got to find what you like. And sometimes, well, the key to that, whether it be comedy, music, movies, anything, do some fucking homework. Don't just buy what fucking CMT's shoving down your throat or MTV or Comedy Central or whatever. Like,
don't just listen to your MTV.
Yeah. Jacqueline Parker asks, we're remodeling our kitchen, and I have to pack up almost everything. What are your most utilized and versatile spices that you use, Dave?
Ooh,
I'm trying to just keep four or five. Kosher salt, fresh black pepper. Those are your top two. Smoked paprika. I think that's in there. I think some dried thyme, some dried rosemary, and garlic powder.
Yeah. You got rosemary out in the back here. Rachel's putting on everything now.
Love that shit. All right, last one. We got to go to our fancy show business.
One or two, yeah.
Zach Kaminsky.
A 36-minute drive. We got to be there in an hour.
Okay, yeah, we should
But we
got to
park. We got to worry about
Zach Kaminsky asks, hey, guys, love the podcast. I know Kyle was into skateboarding and BMX. Dave was into sports. Kyle, what was your best trick? Dave, your best play ever. What's your best trick? What's your raddest trick?
Oh, man. The one time that I ever did anything where other people were there, like, good job, I pulled a 360 out of a shitty dirt jump and landed it.
Nice.
And, like, somebody else, like, when it's, like, just strangers were there on their bikes, too, and somebody's like, fucking good one. I'm like, all right. And sadly, that's been it. And right now with mountain biking, it's just staying on, like, looking back up at a trail where you came down from. Like, oh, I stayed on the whole time. And I ride with a buddy who's, like, real, real good, like, was sponsored and stuff. And if I can keep up with him, then I feel good. Yeah.
That's cool. My best plays ever, kicked a 51-yard field goal in high school in
really?
A game.
Really?
Yeah, I was a kicker. I was that, you know, your typical linebacker slash kicker hybrid. So, yeah, kicked 51.
Is that what happens a lot?
No. Usually the kicker's, like, really small.
Oh, okay.
They don't play linebacker. So, yeah, 51-yarder, that was pretty solid. Granted, that was off the block. Like, in the pros in college, they kick off the ground. We had a little tee, little block tee.
Okay.
About a three-inch little block that they'd set the ball on, and then it kick. Just gives you a little more lift. It's a little easier on you. So, you know. But also in high school, I played baseball, and one time I hit a home run that to left field was 330.
You were high school Bo Jackson.
Yeah. This went, like, another, like, 40, 50 feet and smashed a windshield of a car. And I was just like, hey, man, don't park there when I'm at the plate. So we calculated that one went about 375, 380. So that would have been out of Major League Park.
Who gets stuck paying for the windshield?
I don't know how that works. I think it's just an insurance thing, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. But, yeah, smashed. That might be the best feeling in all the sports of just hitting a home run. Just... I mean, it's just something about just that, the physical act of doing it, like when you crush it, the way that feels, and then just that feeling of watching that ball sail, and then you take your little victory lap, and you're like,
let me stroll.
Yeah.
that's like hitting a jump the right way. I'm always so shitty at jumps. I don't hit them a lot, but the one you hit it really, like, and you're just like cruising through the sky, you're like, you know, you're not going to crash, which is a very scary thing to like admit when you're like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Little things. Just be proud of little things, everybody.
Yeah. Sorry if we didn't get to them all. There was a lot this month, a lot of good questions. Again,
maybe we'll save them up. We won't take them for next month, and we'll double up on
this.
We'll
get back to them. But seriously, thank you so much, guys, for your support. Again, apologies if you were put off by us re-airing these to the masses. But,
it was either that or nothing.
It was that or nothing. And it was like, all right, these are kind of old. You guys have already heard these when they came out, 6 months, 12 months ago. But regardless, we appreciate your support. Dave's Kitchen coming up soon. So, yeah, $4 a month, tell a friend. And, yeah, man, we love you and the Lord loves you.
Yeah.
The Boogie Monster.